Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo from DatingFire.com and DatingAdviceGuru.com. You know, there are probably as many ways to say I love you as there are people to say it. You might be wondering how to say I love you to someone special. But even more important, you probably don't want to scare that person off when you tell them, right? Well, what's what I'm talking about today? We're talking about the 10 best ways to say I love you. And no, we're not going to go into a whole bunch of phrases here that are silly. I'm going to give you some words that you can use. And more importantly, I'm going to tell you how men want you to say I love you. That's more important, don't you think? One of the most common problems I run into is when a woman says I love you to a man and then scares him away. You may have experienced this dynamic yourself. The interesting thing is why this scared him away. And I'm going to explain that with a few other little things coming right up. But first, let's talk about the different ways to say I love you to a man. There are two primary methods for saying that you love him. Number one, with words. Number two, with actions. Men typically respond better to actions than the words. Now, here's why. When you say I love you to a man, oh, he hears the words, and then he has to translate them back into something he can do. Okay? Now, this is important because men seek to turn these things into action in some way. Since men don't have a very good emotional vocabulary, that's the direction he has to go. And this may solve a lot of mystery for you right away. Most women don't realize that men struggle hearing those three words. Yeah, I love you is difficult for a guy to hear because he doesn't know what to do with it. If he doesn't know how he feels about you, that could also trigger him to panic. It feels like pressure. And yes, he will run. Putting a guy in this kind of confusion will simply make him freak out. That's why you want to find ways to say I love you that don't feel like pressure for him to reply or to say the same thing back necessarily. This is the number one rule of communicating love with a man. Men typically show you they love you by demonstrating their love to you. It's very rare that a man will tell you his feelings, okay? Mostly because he doesn't have the vocabulary for this. So what he's going to do is show you how he feels. Now, this is both good and bad. It's mostly bad because many women don't recognize his acts of love as him saying he loves her. But if you think about it, actions speak louder than words. It's far better that he does this than just says words that he doesn't believe, right? Because anyone can say they love you. Anyone can say the words, even if they don't mean it. Men like to show you they do. So let's jump right in with the words you can use to say I love you. Number one, of course, try saying it in another language. One of the best romantic ways to say I love you is to do it in another language. Now, obviously, some languages are far better for this than others. Italian is probably one of the best. French is another good language to use for saying I love you. When you say it in another language, don't tell him what it means. Make him look it up. This is why it's great to use a foreign language when you want to text him. And please forgive me for pronunciation because I don't know the native pronunciations for many of these languages, but how about Dutch? Dutch is ik hou van je. Ik hou van je. French is je t'aime, of course, and je t'adore. Filipino is mahal kita. German is ich liebe dich. Greek is sagapo. Hebrew is ani ohe ota, that's female, and ani ohavet. That's male. Italian is, of course, ti amo. It's nice and short. Latin is te amo. Norwegian, jeg elsker deg. Polish, kocham kje. Portuguese is eu te amo. Swedish, jag elskar dig. Spanish, te quiero or te amo. Turkish is seni seviyorum. Now, when you use another language, spread it out. Don't do them like consecutively. Spread it out so he doesn't see a pattern to your using a different language. Every month, just use a different language. And if you want all of these, by the way, I put a whole bunch of them in the actual article that you can get by going to datingfire.com. Just go over there and check out the article. Every month, use a different language. And the more he thinks he can't predict you, guess what? The more infatuated he is with you. How to say it, number two, send it in a letter. Up until the 1980s, it was not uncommon to get letters in the mail. I know, crazy, right? But way back then, way back, people used to take a pen and a piece of paper and they would write down their thoughts. Then they would stuff it in a thing called, they called this an envelope, and they would put a stamp on it and send it through the mail. I know I'm being a little bit snarky here, but this is still a great way to share your feelings for him. You can even do it with a blank card. You know, the same way you might send a birthday card, just grab a blank card and put your thoughts in there and send it to him in the good old-fashioned snail mail. How to say it number three, how does he want to be loved? When it comes right down to it, we want to be loved. But when someone tells us that they love us, what do we do with that? You can't take love to the bank, right? You can't take love to Amazon and order something. So as a momentary expression of your feelings, of course it has value, but what would he do with it? Instead, why not express love in a language that he understands? You see, most men don't feel very appreciated. They try and try, but most women don't see their actions as being loving gestures. If you did, you'd appreciate it, right? Now, this is one of the ways that we completely overlook our partner's needs. We give them what we want to give them, not what they really want. When you want to tell him you love him, why not speak his language? The first thing to do is to know how he prefers to experience love. And if you're not familiar with it, Gary Chapman has a list of 7 love languages. He actually has a book about this. You need to find out what your man's love language is and then use it. Here's the list of the different combinations here as far as the different ways. There's 5 of them. Words of affirmation, gifts, acts of service, quality time, and physical touch. In order to have the most impact, you want to use the language that he will understand. Most men really appreciate physical touch and quality time. They also sometimes enjoy acts of service or words of affirmation. So you got to know what his particular love language is. How to say it? Number 4, let him know you value him. One universal language of love is that a man wants to know that you value him, that you value what he offers you is something that you also recognize. He needs to be appreciated. So when he fixes something for you or goes out of his way for you or does some act of service for you, make sure you let him know it and make sure you let him know that you see it and value it. This one tip alone will probably guarantee that he falls for you. I'm serious. This really is that potent. Most women completely overlook his need to be valued. And as a result, he gets tired of never seeing gratitude. And the next woman who knows this can swoop him right up. And that's the most important part. So don't miss this valuable understanding. How to say it number 5, use different words than the rest. If you say I love you all the time, it becomes very tired and it loses its impact. We tend to get lazy with our expressions of love in a relationship. We fall back on those 3 words and they start to lose their meaning. You want to find new words to express your feelings. You don't ever want I love you to be a conditioned response. So try one of these phrases on for size. I have strong feelings for you. I'm falling for you. You're my everything. You turn me on. I lust for you. I crave for your touch. You mesmerize me. I'm devoted to you. You take my breath away. I want you to be my one and only. You're always in my thoughts. You're the one I want most. You're the focus of my affection. You make my heart sing. I can't imagine life without you. You make me feel so safe. You mean more to me than you know. You leave me breathless. You rock my world. You make my heart skip. You feel like home. You're my perfect. You're precious to me. Okay, I give you literally dozens more of these in the article. And yes, you can even slip in a good, you can Jerry Maguire him. You can even tell him, you complete me, you know? Of course, you can come up with your own words, which is even better. But these are some of the great ways that you can express love without necessarily saying the L word. And change up the words from time to time. If you keep saying I love you to him, he'll just take you for granted. We stop hearing words after a while. I once had my girlfriend show up outside my office, the building I was working in San Francisco, and she had a bunch of kids she brought downtown from her social work office. They each had a cardboard letter from a message she had made up, and they held it up outside my office building. And it said, I love you, Boo. Yeah, Boo was her nickname for me. I'm sure there are worse nicknames, so let's not go there. But always interrupt his assumptions and find new ways to say something to him. You've got to be able to break his attention open so that he sees these things, okay? How to say it? Number 6, say it in a text, but make it different. Again, don't always use these same 3 words, I love you. They stop having meaning when we assume we know what it means and we start to just not even really think about the words anymore. We hear them and they pass right back out the other ear. When you're in a long-term relationship, one of your most important duties is to keep finding new ways of expressing your feelings to your partner. This keeps the relationship feeling new and it avoids it becoming boring. When you say things in a text, you have to be sure to be different. One of the ways you can do this is to send them an image that expresses the same thing. Think of indirect ways you can share your love with them. Maybe you can send them a string of emojis that communicate your feelings, just like a little code. The more creative you get, the more he will appreciate it, okay? After a while, texting becomes really boring to a guy. I hate to tell you this, but it's very, very true. You have to find new and more interesting ways of expressing your feelings. That's part of the effort that makes relationships last. Don't rest on your laurels. Now, I've got to skip forward a little bit. We don't have all the time in the world and the podcast, unfortunately, but if you want to get all of these, go on over to datingfire.com, look up the article. Yep, it's called 10 Best Ways to Say I Love You, and check them out there. We're going forward with how to say it. Number 9, stop using words. You remember what I said earlier about using words instead of actions? The best way you can say I love you to him is to do it with your actions. And I'm not just talking about in the bedroom either. There's lots of different ways you can demonstrate love to a guy. For example, send him a mixtape. That's right, just like it was back in high school, if you grew up in the 80s like me, you send them a playlist of songs that you personally handpicked. Now, of course, you'll probably send this through your personal music service these days, right? Like iTunes or any number of those music services. Just send them a list of songs that remind you of him and the relationship. Try not to be too sappy or corny. Pick songs with some depth in them. And also mix up genres. Maybe throw in AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long along with some U2 or some jazz or pop, right? There's a whole bunch of different styles out there. Don't get caught up in just one. And if you really want to make things interesting, be brave. Send a song with an ambiguous message behind it, something that will make him wonder if he really does have you. This will make him fascinated with you even more. I distinctly remember a girlfriend sending me a song that wasn't really about love. It was about something really complicated. And I'm thinking, why did she share this with me? It had me curious. And as it turned out, it was just like a feeling she had, not necessarily about our relationship, but it made me really, really curious. And it also fascinated me. Instead of using words to say you love him, this sort of thing is much more effective, especially if you inject a little bit of curiosity in it for him to figure out. And finally, how to say it, number 10, get him to say it to you. That's right, one of the best ways to tell a guy you love him is to get him to feel his love for you and make him want to reciprocate it. Unfortunately, most women tell a guy she loves him because she really wants to hear him say it back to her. That's really most of the reason that many people say those words in the first place. I know it sounds kind of cynical to say that, but it's true. If this is your motivation, if you're just needing him to say it back to you so you know you've got him, then you probably shouldn't be saying it at all. Guys can sense when you're only saying these three words, I love you, to get the I love you back from him. This feels kind of insincere and insecure at the same time. So the best thing for you to do is to get him to say it first. So how do you do that? How do you get him to say he loves you first, to tell you he's in love with you before you have to tell him, right? You want to get him to express his feelings so you don't have to wonder about them. Well, the key here is learning how to connect with him. And this is so essential, and yet it's one of the most fundamental skills most women do not have. That's why I teach it. How to connect with men is not intuitive because you don't know how men think, right? If you did, you wouldn't be here listening to me explain how men think. So if you want to know, I've got something for you you need to go check out. Right now, I realize you're probably on your phone listening to this, or maybe on a computer or a tablet. If you are, here's what you need to do. Just go over to a browser really quick and go to datingfire.com/helpmecarlos. Just datingfire.com/helpmecarlos. All one word, help me Carlos. I've got a great quiz there for you. This is where I can show you exactly what you need to do next to make that step of connecting with him. You need to know what your next step is, and it depends on where you are. I can't tell where you are specifically unless you tell me a little bit about your situation. So go on over to datingfire.com/helpmecarlos, and it's a little quiz that helps me figure out how to help you best, and I will point you to the best solution to show you how to connect with him. Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from datingfire.com/helpmecarlos. As always, live and love with passion.
datingadviceguru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.